Tony Katz, the morning news, 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Matt and Jonathan hanging out as they do every morning on this show. Tony is back tomorrow. Do you guys feel comfortable having a conversation about fashion? How do you guys feel about it?
Sure.
I'm your guy.
Let's go. Here, we're going to do it. I saw this story and I'm confused. I don't understand it. Maybe one of you guys knows more than I do. A young woman who is a Instagram influencer, a beauty influencer specifically, said that she loves to give herself fake tan lines. They're not real tan lines. They're fake. She uses tape and makeup to make it look like she, you know, hasn't tanned the entire part of her face or body. And she says it makes her feel real sexy to have this weird flaw. Is this a thing? Are people giving ourselves like fake tan lines and stuff?
I read this story earlier.
And okay. That's amazing.
The thing that I read, I don't think that they're right. They're talking about how, you know, I guess some people really like to tan, but when you tan, it's not good for your skin. And so people are creating these fake tan lines because they don't want to harm their skin. But of all the people that I know that tan, no one cares about their skin.
Yeah, like fair enough.
My sister, you know, she got married 2 weeks ago. You know, she like did all the tanning bed stuff. Yeah, and I was like, you know, it's terrible for your skin. She's like, yeah, I don't care because I think it'll go with the tan. So
who cares?
I
read that it's an artificial tan, but they still want it to look like a real tan. So they're putting tan lines on with tape and stuff.
I'm confused.
I don't understand. Another one. I have a second fashion trend. Apparently, and I love whenever we call a summer a thing, a hot girl summer. I think there was like short guy summer or something. One of the latest ones is, and I'm being serious, intentional wardrobe malfunction summer. Are we on board with this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, not for me. No, there will be no intentional wardrobe. No. I mean, let's explain. What are we exposing exactly?
Where? Apparently, intentional wardrobe malfunction summer means when you expose some part that's not supposed to be seen, whether it's just, you know, your underwear or something else. This is something that a lot of celebrities are doing right now. But you do it on purpose. And so it's a thing that they think many, many celebrities and now other people are doing, intentional wardrobe malfunction summer. I just find it fun to say that.
That's okay, I take a look at this and I immediately think that this is going to be a trend that has to be in a public space for your video to go viral, right?
Sure.
Okay,
yes,
so you're expose yourself in public. And that's how you make the viral video. I just don't think it's a good idea, man.
Here's the thing. You can't, on certain social media sites, like you can't show stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, this is a good idea depending on who it is, you know. If it's like Scarlett Johansson, like sign me up.
Right, sure.
But if
I love that take, Jonathan, spoken like a true man. It depends on who it is. And certain things make sense to more of us than don't. That's another thing that's out there. I hope it catches on. I don't know why it's a thing, though. I saw this. I like this. This is more serious, I guess, than silly. There is a new way, according to a study out of Switzerland, to discuss your mental well-being. They say that you should talk about more than just physical and mental illness, aging, injury, and disability. They say it's the human functioning that you're going through right now, the work, the social interactions, the mobility, and how all those things tie together, biological health and lived health. I think this is kind of a really cool idea to discuss not only the way in which, maybe I sound like a woke millennial as I go this topic, can't help it, this is what it is. When I read study after study of young people, especially young women, having uniquely bad mental health struggles, and then you don't just, try to find the actual medical ways to help, but the more relevant human life ways to help. It seems like thinking about this full circle is beneficial.
Yeah, they got it right. As dudes, we have a real problem with this, and I never understood it, although I lived it for a long time. If you don't talk about things, you are eventually going to say something or do something that, you know, you aren't really proud of. And I'm not saying something that's extremely regrettable or something felonious. I'm talking about you have to discuss your problems. You have to discuss what's on your mind and really look at it like an adult to be able to do that. And we are playing catch up on this. You know, as a guy, I'm playing catch up on it because my entire life, the worst thing you want to do is look like you're not in control, especially of yourself.
Yeah.
And then so for them to talk about it, hopefully it'll catch on a little bit more over here, because when you do that, I just think you're a better person. You
know? So, yeah, my fiance I, on Sunday nights, we get ice cream. And we talk about what we call our sperm health, which is an acrostic for spiritual, physical, emotional, relational, and mental. And it does wonders.
Right.
Just sitting down, working through all that stuff. Because sometimes you have a really hard week, and you don't have anyone to talk to about it. And so it's just nice having, you know, that hour where we sit down and we kind of work through all that stuff.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. The acronym you just threw out there was what again?
Our sperm health.
Okay. All right. Just make sure you know it sounds very valuable. All the words you said that stands for. The S is what again? Spiritual. Give me them all.
Spiritual, physical, emotional, relational, and mental.
I'm really proud of mine. You know. Just saying.
Oh, we live in a world where I hope to be back on this radio show all of a sudden. Thank you, guys. Yeah. This has been a bunch of fun. I wonder if you could rearrange those words in any other pattern and have still all five of those words and not it spelled.
Well, what other word would you spell?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at that. There's got to be some other word there, right? Merps.
That's
something.
What I was thinking. Merps. Perms?
There we go.
Perms?
You're merps.
The bottom line is it all makes you feel better about yourself.
There we go. That's all that matters. I'm going to bail out of this segment all of a sudden. I wish you both well. Hope that I'm not fired. Thank you, guys. See you soon.